Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 24th of November, the 328th day of 2025. A scant 37 days remain in our journey to 2026. The 30th Conference of the Parties, aka COP30, the main decision-making body of the latest United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, aka UNFCCC, met for the past 2 weeks in Belém, Brazil, and its new draft text contains no mention of a phase-out of fossil fuels, according to The Guardian. Various petrostates, oil-producing nations such as Saudi Arabia, Russia, Egypt, Iran, Bolivia, and others, are averse to setting any deadlines for transitioning away from fossil fuels and toward renewables. And according to Reuters, the United States declined to send an official delegation this year under President Trump, who has called global warming a hoax. Perhaps birthday girl Eileen Barton might have been of help with her tune, "If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake." But in this world turning upside down, most of us have all we can do to deal with one thing at a time, such as that holiday near and dear to many of us, whether in small, quiet gatherings or large, raucous familial arrangements, Thanksgiving. Wendell Berry has for us a few appropriate thoughts in his poem, The Loved Ones. The loved ones we call the dead depart from us and for a while are absent. And then, as if called back by our love, they come near us again. They enter our dreams. We feel they have been near us when we have not thought of them. They are simply here, simply waiting, while we are distracted among our obligations. At last, it comes to us. They live now in the permanent world. We are the absent ones. Similarly, Tanya Winder, in her poem, Being, provides some general suggestions for coping with our kin. Wake up, greet the sun, and pray. Burn cedar, sweetgrass, sage, sacred herbs to honor the lives we've been given. For we have been gifted these ways since the beginning of time. Remember, when you step into the arena of your life, think about those who stand beside you, next to, and with you. Your ancestors are always in your corner, along with your people. When we enter this world, we are born hungry. Our spirits long for us to live out our traditions that have been passed down for generations. Prayer, ceremony, dance, language, our ways of being. Never forget you were put on this earth for a reason. Honor your ancestors. Be a good relative. Every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Junipero Serra, Lawrence Stern, Zachary Taylor, Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, Grace Darling, Carlo Collodi, Scott Joplin, Dale Carnegie, Eileen Barton, William F. Buckley, Oscar Robertson, Pete Best, Robin Williamson, Lee Michaels, Linda Tripp, Lola Glaudini, Catherine Heigl, and Saoirse Monica Jackson. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1859, Charles Darwin's On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection was published. Today in 1963, Dallas nightclub owner Jack Ruby, in the basement of the Dallas Police Headquarters, fatally shot Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused assassin of U.S. President John F. Kennedy. And in 1971, D.B. Cooper hijacked Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 305, received $200,000 in ransom money that he took with him when he parachuted from the airplane and has not been heard from since. Heavenward, tomorrow evening, looking to the south, watch for our waxing crescent moon as it appears to move in front of the arrow-shaped pattern of stars of the constellation Capricornus, the Sea Goat. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. welcoming this 10th full week of autumn and the 48th week of 2025, and wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Keep the faith.